Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, these past few weeks, I've commented on South Africa's agricultural conditions and outlook for the 2023-24 season. The view that I've expressed is roughly optimistic. I've emphasized that when one drives across South Africa, the vegetation is green and lush and it looks excellent in the fields for crops, horticultural conditions, and even the grazing felt are looking great, having benefited from excellent rainfalls since the start of the season. And of course, building on an environment where soil moisture was always favorable following three consecutive years of good rainfall. But we were again worried when the season started around about October, because we had transitioned into an El Nino, which in the South African case, it's typically followed or accompanied by drought, while in a La Nina period, we would typically get some good rainfall. But this time around, we've been pleasantly surprised by the good rainfall across the country. And of course, there are certain areas, if you talk to farmers in the Western Free State, as well as in the Northwest Province, where the rainfall has not been as excellent as the other areas of South Africa, but still their crop conditions in those areas are looking good. But we've now received some tangible data coming from South Africa's Crop Estimate Committee that begins to put a better picture of where we may be for summer grains and the oilseeds in South Africa. Now, as always, when I talk about summer grains, I'm specifically referring to maize, white maize and yellow maize, to soybeans, to sunflower, to dry beans, to sorghum. Those are the likes of summer grains that I'm referring to when I speak of this in South Africa. Now, what the Crop Estimate Committee has said to us this past week was that South African farmers probably planted around about 4.4 million hectares of the area for total summer crops. This is up by 0.4%, and of course, slightly down from what the farmers had intended to plant, because they intended to plant around about 4.48 million hectares, but the actual area that now is has been released by the Crop Estimate Committee is about 4.41 million hectares. And in fact, I shouldn't say it's an actual area, it's a preliminary area planting estimate for summer grain. That's what they're saying is probably been planted. The bottom point is that while it's mildly lower than what the farmers intended to plant, what's more positive is the fact that it is up from what the farmers had planted last year, which again speaks to the fact that that exuberance about the crop conditions that one feels when they go to the other areas or of various areas of the country is not just limited to conversations, but farmers really did follow through and planted the area. Now, this is spread across most of the crop, with perhaps the exception of soybeans. Because when one looked at the soybean area planting, the area declined significantly by 10% year on year to around about 1 million hectares of the area planted. But what's important is that even that million hectares of soybeans, if you compare that with the five-year average, it's well above that, because the five-year average planting, it's 867,000 hectares. So a million hectares, it's well above that. And when you consider maize and you consider sunflower seeds and some of the other summer crops, you find that they are also above the five-year averages. So the bottom point is that, yes, the good conditions, the good weather conditions have been there. Optimism amongst farmers has been on a high. And when one looks at the data to say, does then the planting numbers support all of this optimism that people were putting forward? And I think we can all agree that it does support that, because these planting data speak exactly to that. Now, if you take time and you dissect this data and say, okay, on maize, what exactly is happening? We hear that the area is 4.4 million hectares, but what has been planted for maize and how is that compared to the previous season? Now, for maize, if you take white maize, the area planting is estimated to be 1.56 million hectares, up 2% from the previous year. Yellow maize is expected to be about 1.08 million hectares, up 2% also from the previous year. Now, when you total this, it gives us something around about 2.64 million hectares for maize, up 2% from the 2022-23 production season. Now, this is well above also the five-year average, as I've said. So this is an excellent area if for our maize, the area is up 2% from a previous year. But what I think is even more promising is that if you take this area and you multiply it by the average yield for the past 5 years, which may be something around about 5.78 tons per hectare, then you could get like a fairly good, decent crop, which is above 15 million hectares, about 15.3 million hectares. That's the crop that you could get. Now, the 5 year average crop in South Africa is about 14.9 million hectares, and the 10 year crop is around about 13.6 million hectares. So a crop like this would mean that we are above 5 year, we are above 10 year crop, but of course it would be down by 7% if you were to compare with the previous season. Now, this is not the estimate from the crop estimate committee, but this is the numbers I'm saying. If we were to get an average yield, which is all possible with the current weather condition, and in fact we may even get above average yield, but if we are to be conservative, this is something that will be possible in South Africa. Now, you consider a crop of about 15 million tons against our annual consumption of maize, which is about 12 million tons, then this would imply that South Africa in the 2024-25 marketing year would again remain a net exporter of maize. Now, in production terms, this is 2023-24, because this is a crop planted in October. From October 2023, it will be harvested in 2024. But on a marketing year perspective, because the marketing year starts in May of each year and continues to April of next year, it will be a 2024-25. That's where we would have a notable volume for export markets. So that crop is also comparable with what the crop estimate data that was coming out from the United States Department of Agriculture Pretoria office was saying, because the colleagues were saying, look, according to their numbers, we are possibly have a crop of about 15.2 million tons for maize, and you look at these average figures that I was just talking about, it's something around that. But I do think that in actuality, the crop may actually be better than this if the weather conditions remain favorable. Now, if you transition a little bit on maize with that comforting figure and you look at soybeans, yes, the area is down, but still, if you take a 5 year average soybean yield of about 2.09 tons per hectare, you multiply it by the area of 1.04 million hectares, you could get something around about 2.2 million tons of soybean. Down 21% year on year, but well above the average, and it would also mean that South Africa remains a net exporter on soybeans. Sunflower, the area is up significantly on sunflower. In fact, the sunflower area planting is estimated at 613,000 hectares, which is up 10% on a year-on-year basis. And if you take that with the five-year yield, that gives you a fairly decent crop of around about 840,000 tons. That will be possible on that. Now, the optimism is not just only on soybeans, sunflower, maize that I've emphasized. Even if you think about groundnuts area planting, area is up on groundnuts by 32% year-on-year. Sorghum, which is an important and a nutritious crop that over the past few years have experienced really tough time declining in area planting, is estimated to have been up by 17% year-on-year. Dry beans up 8%. So this is just the broad optimism about what farmers possibly planted in South Africa's agriculture. Now, the Crop Estimate Committee will have its view about what the size of the crop will be, as well as to revise or relook the area planting, possibly lift it mildly or possibly reduce it mildly at the end of February. They'll be releasing their first production estimate and their revised area planting. But I think with the area estimates that we have so far, as well as the insight that we have received on the weather conditions, crop conditions. There's a recent survey, for example, that was done by our colleagues at Grain South Africa, where they asked some of their members and farmers about what they think about the crop conditions. And that the results of that survey were promising. roughly in line with the figures of the fact that the yields may be at average or above average in various areas, having benefited from these good rainfall. Now, if you consider then what the Grain SA farmers are saying, you consider the area planting that is coming out of the Crop Estimate Committee, although preliminary, it suggests that South Africa could have a fairly decent summer crop season this year. Yes, there's still a lot to unfold in February. It's a pollination month. We need to receive some good rainfall in order to be certain about the crop size that the country will have. But I think with all of that we have so far, we can be confident that we are in for yet another excellent agricultural season in South Africa. So yes, we've been talking a lot about the outlook, but I think these numbers are beginning to give us a firm picture about where things are going. And of course, if then the crop were to go this way and nothing bad happens in the next few months, this is also a positive picture for growth of the sector, a positive picture for food price inflation in the country, which is expected that perhaps maybe this year it will moderate from the levels that we have seen in the recent past. So this is all a good and a promising picture for South Africa's summer grain and the oil seeds outlook for the 2023-24 season. With that, folks, let me stop there for the segment of this week. I thought it's important just to highlight that view, having considered and talked about the weather outlook in the past few segments. And if you didn't hear those segments, please click on the profile of this podcast and listen to some of the aspects that we've covered in the recent weeks. Thank you so very much, folks, for listening to the segment. As always, my name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. You can read more about some of the things that I write in the blog or that in my blog. The link for it is in the description of this podcast and also in the website of the organization that I work for. That's the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa, www.agbiz.co.za. Thank you.